Fan Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on 1080 The Fan.
Area Heating and Cooling is your local train comfort specialist. Online at areaheating.com. It is hard to stop a train. First on The Fan, Oregon linebacker Troy Dye has announced that he is returning to Eugene for his senior season. There is a note from Oregon State as well as quarterback Jake Luton has been granted a sixth year of eligibility by the NCAA due to his injuries the last 2 years. There's another big name quarterback in the transfer portal in college football as well. One day after Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts took that step, former five-star Ohio State quarterback Tate Martell also put his name in the transfer portal. A report from the San Francisco Chronicle says that the Oakland A's expect Kyler Murray to declare for the 2019 NFL draft. He was drafted in the MLB draft last year with the 9th overall pick, but was allowed to play this season of football for Oklahoma. Steelers owner Art Rooney has said today that it's, quote, hard to envision Antonio Brown being on the team by the time training camp rolls around. He did make it clear that they won't release the receiver, but everything else was on the table. Also, Adam Schefter reports the Bengals want Rams quarterback coach Zach Taylor to be their new head coach after the Rams season is over. He is their preferred choice at this moment. Blazers guard Damian Lillard has been listed as questionable for tomorrow's game against the Hornets with an elbow sprain, while Mo Harkless will once again miss action with his knee injury. And Oregon basketball right here on The Fan after primetime against UCLA tonight, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Mike Lynch from the 1080 The Fan Sports Desk, Portland sports leader.
It's even easier to listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere. Ask your smart speaker to play 1080 The Fan. Every game is important.
They had pride. They had talent. They had hats and t-shirts.
That's why Isaac and Suk are ready to predict every NFL game's outcome with their usual laser-like accuracy.
They go so deep.
Football's football.
This is the Fans NFL Challenge, brought to you by Encore Audio Video. The Fans NFL Challenge with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Cut that meat.
The Fan.
All right, 4:06 here on The Fan. Man, we're feeling good here in the studio on the banks of the poop-filled Willamette because women's basketball is on the TV.
Yeah, we got Louisville-Notre Dame 1-2.
That's big, man.
Now, wait a minute. What the hell's UConn?
Well, they lost.
So they're not number 1 or 2 anymore? When's the last time that happened?
Well, I think I saw that they lost recently for the first time in, like, 5 years in terms of regular season losses.
I was going to say, like, that's... I kind of looked up and was like, 1-2, why is it UConn playing in this?
Well, anyway, we're in a good mood because we're a day closer to more NFL playoffs. And these are good games. Like, these are...
Yeah, these are all big boy matchups.
Yeah, they really are. That's a good way to describe them. We'll start with Saturday games. The first one up is going to be at 1:30 with Indianapolis traveling to Kansas City. The Chiefs. 5.5-point favorites.
Now, are we going against the spread, or are you going to go straight up here?
Well, I think, I like to go against the spread.
Okay, then I'm all over this.
Because that's what we did during the regular season.
5.5, 6, I love the Colts. In fact, I think the Colts win this outright. If I'm picking an upset here, I like this. One, the Chiefs really haven't looked the same since the whole Kareem Hunt thing. Eric Berry is questionable, didn't practice on Wednesday. That defense is a sieve, and I know their offense is really good, but it's looked sloppy since Kareem Hunt. And you look at a couple of the good defenses they've played since he went down, it hasn't been the offensive explosion that you were used to seeing. And I think right now the Colts just look like the more complete team. The one thing that Kansas City can do pretty decently on the defense is rush the quarterback, but you're playing against arguably the best offensive line in football in Indianapolis, and I think the Colts, whose run game has really come along in the second half, I think Indy goes in there, and I think Indy not just covers this, but I think they win it outright.
You know, the Chiefs have only covered one time in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games.
Yeah, it hasn't necessarily been pretty.
And the other thing about them is, man, and this kind of goes part and parcel with Andy Reid struggling in the postseason. They have a lot. I mean, they're a great team. I mean, their offense is awesome. Pat Mahomes is awesome, but they make a lot of boneheaded mistakes. If you watch them, big penalties, key turnovers, and I just think that's who they are. And I too will take Indy. I love Indy plus 5.5 here. The Colts have that look, man. They have. Give me their weakness.
They look really good right now. I mean, the defense isn't an elite defense. They don't rush the quarterback that well. But it's playing solid right now, and it's not making mistakes. And then on the offensive side of the ball, yes, they look complete. And they just – I feel like – and I'll say this about even the Rams. I think the Chiefs and Rams honestly peaked about a month and a half too soon. And I feel like the Colts right now have been playing playoffs for, you know, for the last 10 weeks and are now peaking at the right time. And playoffs. You look back, again, this offense is going to need to score a bunch of points because they can't stop anyone, and the Colts are going to shred them. But when you look at when they played Baltimore, they played the Chargers, they played the Seahawks, not that 24, 28, and 31 aren't nice offensive performances, but you're not putting up 45, right? And it's not as if the offense is just churning things out anymore the way it was at the start of the year. And I think there's some more tape out on Mahomes. And just like with the whole Lamar Jackson thing, not that he's Patrick Mahomes is the MVP and is a much better player. He can make all the throws. I just think, especially without Hunt, I think there's starting to be some film out there and teams are catching up a little bit to the Chiefs.
I just, for me, I'm going the opposite way. I'm going Oppo Taco than you guys. I don't believe in the Colts the same way you do, Souk. They played a great first half against the Houston Texans, and then their offense completely stopped working. They scored 0 points in the second half, and I really, really view the Chiefs highly this year. I know Andy Reid has a history of failing in the playoffs and having terrible time management, but to me, this just screams like an overreaction to a really good game of wild card weekend for a team that I think has a great quarterback and a great offensive line and is average everywhere else. I think the Chiefs' weakness is their defense, of course, but their offense is so freaking good. I think they're going to win this game by more than 5.5. So I'm going to go Kansas City.
So being from Kansas City, I can tell you that there is an extreme insecurity out there.
People nervous.
Well, they're not just nervous because the Chiefs have been one and done in the playoffs in 9 of their last 10 appearances. They've only won one playoff game since 1994, and they've been to the playoffs a lot. It's that they lose to the Colts. The Colts, and we'll get in more into this tomorrow. In the interest of time, we'll move on to the next game right now. But tomorrow's show, I want to outline the Chiefs-Colts postseason history from 1996 to now. It's bananas.
Well, remember the last time they played was the huge comeback, right?
Right.
Was it 20-whatever down in the second half?
The other game Saturday is at 5:15, and it is the Cowboys visiting the Rams. And right now, L.A. is a 7-point favorite.
Yep, and I think the Rams win this game, but I love the Cowboys getting 7. Speaking of teams that I just got done talking about the Chiefs, I think they peaked too soon. I think the Rams, and I don't think the Rams have been the same since Kupp went down. He wasn't their best offensive player, but I think he was Goff's most reliable, especially on third down. And I do think that they're a little bit beat up. And again, let's go back and look at the two real good defenses they've played since he went down. That was the Bears and the Eagles. And the Bears completely shut him down. They only scored 6 points. And against the Eagles, they only put up 23. And I think you look at the way the Cowboys are playing, then they blew out the Cardinals, they blew out the Niners, and both of those teams suck. In fact, they struggled against the Lions for 3.5 quarters after Kupp got hurt. And you look at the way Dallas is playing right now, man, I don't think that they fold like they did last year. I think this team is still really good. But defensively, they're not great. And what don't they do very well? Stop the run. What do the Cowboys want to do? Run with Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. So I'll take the Rams to win here. But you're giving me a touchdown? This is a field goal game. I'll take the Cowboys and the points, but the Rams to win.
I'm going to take the Rams minus the 7. The Rams were in the same spot last year, and they got absolutely... Well, they got their ass kicked at home by the Falcons, and I don't think that's going to happen 2 years in a row. I think that if that were to happen, you would need a more dynamic offense to come in there, and I just don't trust Dallas. Yes, the Rams' rush defense has not been very good, and Ezekiel Elliott is, well, pretty much the man. But the Rams are going to load up. They have the personnel on defense, and they're going to force – it's Wade Phillips. He's good, man, and I think they're going to force Dallas – to make way too many mistakes and force Dak Prescott to beat him, which I don't think is going to happen. I don't think the Rams are going to fold at home like they did last year. I think they are the play minus 7 because I think their defense, and over the last 5 to 6 weeks, the Rams defense has really come on a lot better than it was earlier in the year. And they have, I mean, they're just loaded on defense, the Rams. And so I think they're going to shut Dallas down. And I am going to bet that the Rams will get that second score to put it away by double digits.
I'm with Rob on this one. I'm taking the Rams minus 7. Just like the Colts, I don't really believe in the Cowboys. They one, and we're a beneficiary of one of the worst called games we've seen the Seahawks have offensively in a long time, or at least the worst adjustments made we've seen, or lack of adjustments. Dak Prescott was good enough, and Ezekiel Elliott is great, and their defense is good, but I think you give Sean McVay one extra week to prepare for this game after last year's embarrassment and the wealth of players they have on that team. I think they could win this game big, so I'm going with the Rams.
All right, two games on Sunday. Bonus football. Two Saturday, two Sunday. Four games.
That's what happens this time of year. And then next week, two.
Next week, there's eight.
And then is the Pro Bowl in between?
Again? There's eight more.
Are we doing that crappy Pro Bowl, or is it at the end of the year?
Well, if you're counting games, we're down to seven football games left. Does that make you...
It's a little sad.
Go flaccid?
But then we got the AAFL 49er, whatever the hell that thing is.
Yes, can't wait.
See one of their coaches just quit?
Yeah, well, what's his nuts? Brad Childress.
Yeah, like a month before the season? Like, yeah, I'm not doing
this. He's going
this.
Back to teaching high school math, because that's what he looks like.
I'm done.
So Chargers, Patriots, and then Eagles, Saints coming up next on our NFL Challenge on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's a very busy sports day around here. Troy Dye is returning to Oregon. We've got some news that could affect MLB to Portland, which we will get to some hot talk about that coming up.
We have another Sean McVay hiring that's about to occur.
Yes, we do. So that is coming up. We also have in the news in our next segment where a dog has shot a man.
Well, it's about time.
The animal uprising.
Yeah.
But we didn't think it would be...
They learned to arm themselves.
We didn't think it would be man's best friend, did we, Jace?
No, I always kind of thought it'd be a cat that figured out. Maybe an angry chimp.
Okay. That's coming up. Right now, we're in the middle of the NFL Challenge. Let's see. To review, Suk and I like the Colts, +5.5. Mike likes Kansas City. Suk likes Dallas, +7. And then Mike and I are on the Rams, -7. Moving on to Sunday, 10 a.m., Chargers at Patriots. And New England is a 4-point favorite.
I'm going to take my Superchargers here. They don't seem to be bothered by the whole East Coast thing. In fact, they've thrived on it. They're a better road team. And quite frankly, I think they're better than New England at every facet of the game. I think they're better running the football. I think they have a better passing attack. I think they're better defensively at every level. I mean, outside of coaching, obviously, and the whole Brady factor, which you can never discount. I mean, it's why they're favored. But I think if you stripped away the logos and you just took these two teams and the way they played, I don't think New England is a 4.5-point favorite. And I get why. It's New England. They're hard to kill. And the Chargers don't have a great record against the Patriots. I just think the wrong team is favored here. I think the Chargers are the superior team, and so I'm getting points as well. Yeah, give me the Chargers.
Tom Brady is 7-0 against the Chargers in his career.
Yeah.
He's never lost. And the Patriots have won 8 straight home games in the playoffs. But I totally agree with you. I feel like this is as bad as the Patriots have been. And I say bad. They're just
vulnerable.
They're not the typical Patriots. This is as bad as they've been in several years. Tom Brady is just getting older. He is 41, and while he is still really good and he can game plan the bleep out of you, I feel like where the Tom Brady thing, where the kind of the rubber meets the road on him now, is that, you know, he gets the ball out of his hands so fast.
Yeah.
Right? Like Tom Brady, they're gonna be ready for the Chargers, and Brady's gonna get his because he's Tom Brady. He's the best quarterback of all time. But I think if the Chargers can drag the Patriots down into the mud and keep this close, I don't have any faith in Tom Brady's ability now, the way he's playing this year, the way he's playing lately, to put the team on his back and just be a hero like he has been so many times. He's not that quarterback anymore.
No,
if you've been watching him, man.
And Gronk is a shell of himself. Josh Gordon obviously isn't playing. And you take that last game of the year against the Jets out, because it was the Jets. When's the last time look at their schedule. When's the last time New England looked good? Right? They barely eked by the Bills. They lost to the Steelers. They lost to the Dolphins. They lost to the Titans. Do you give the Vikings? And we're talking about,
you know, they beat the Vikings 24-10.
That's the last time that they looked formidable? I mean, they're living off reputation,
you know,
right now.
They had a stretch early in the year where they beat the Colts, Chiefs, and Bears.
Yes.
Since then, they haven't really beaten a good team.
No.
Unless you count Well, the I guess Vikings. You would count the Vikings as the best team that they've beaten since then. So I'm with you. I think the play is to take the points. Chargers look good. I'll take Phillip Rivers and the 4 points.
Every single time I try to write off the Patriots, they come and shove it right back into my face. And I feel the same way you guys do, but because of that, I'm going to go the opposite way. I think the Patriots are going to win this game, -4, so win by a touchdown. The Chargers, A, charge it in the playoffs frequently. They tried very, very hard to do it against the Ravens. Almost did, and Lamar Jackson almost made them look silly, despite their great game plan against him. You're right. Tom Brady looks older. They haven't beaten a lot of good teams this year, but they still got a bye. They're still the 2 seed in the AFC. And it's still Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the playoffs at home in Foxborough. I cannot bet against that. So I'm going to go with Patriots -4.
And then Sunday at 1:40, the Eagles and Nick Foles heading into New Orleans. And the Saints are favored by 8.
Yeah, I hate the spread here. And so I'm going to take Philly to cover, but New Orleans to win. This is the best team in football. It wouldn't surprise me if they ended up blowing them out, but the way Philly's playing, it's going to be a tough out. Their defense has gotten a lot better. I think the last time they played, it was, 48-7, but I do think that that was Carson Wentz, and that was kind of Philly in the midst of their death roll and before they kind of went on this run here. I don't think there's a way New Orleans loses this. I'm just not real comfortable with that 8 right there. This could smell of a backdoor cover here, so... Not concerned. New Orleans wins this thing. Best team in football. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but give me Philly to cover.
Yeah, see, I'll take Philly as well, and that's just because they're just a different team now. They've won 5 of 6. They've covered 5 of 6. Nick Foles, for whatever reason, they have more going on with him than they do with Wentz, and you know, you can't count out the Super Bowl pedigree there. And so I think they keep this close. I mean, they got their ass kicked in New Orleans the last time, so they've seen them once. I think that helps Philly. So I don't think they're going to get blown out. I'm with you. Saints should win. They're the better team. But I'm not betting against the Eagles right now, man. They are keeping everything close. And then if you look at their last, look at their last 6.
Yeah, they played real well.
I mean, their only loss was a close loss at Dallas, which Dallas is really good at home. They beat the Rams. They beat the Texans. They beat the Bears on the road. Come on, man. Yeah. I'll take the 8 points easily.
I'm taking Philly in this one, too, +8. The Saints, although I tend to agree with Suk, they're probably the best team in the NFL right now. Offensively, towards the end of the year, they kind of slowed down. It all started with that Dallas Thursday night game where they got completely shut out. There were some games watching them where they didn't feel exactly in tune with how well they were doing early in the season. So I'm going to go with the +8. I think they do win, too. I think out of all the big top teams, they have the least pressure on them in the playoffs right now. Personally, that's what I think. So I think they'll win, but I think the Eagles, with how well they've been playing lately, will keep it close. So +8.
To Mike's point with the offenses, when you look at the Chiefs, you look at the Rams, you look at the Saints, these unstoppable offenses – notice that once you got into the back half of the season, and again, teams got tape on them and you start figuring out tendencies and some injuries started piling up, all these offenses came back down to earth. For all this talk that the NFL cannot, you know, it's offense, 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 it can't be stopped. NFL defenses are really, really smart, and they will adjust. They always have.
You know, Jared Goff, I was looking at a stat on him. His passer rating weeks 1 through 13 was 113.
That's ridiculous.
That's really good. His passer rating weeks 12 through 17 is 75.
NFL defenses always adjust.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I have a hunch about that. I don't know why. I have a hunch about the Rams.
Because
remember,
something.
They've already played the Saints once, and they lost to the Saints.
Yeah.
So I just...
And they made it close at the end, but New Orleans, and that was in New Orleans.
They beat him handily.
New Orleans smacked him around.
But I just think that always favors the team that lost. That may not be entirely true, but just in general,
yeah,
I feel like
it... beating them twice.
I feel like it helps a team like the Chargers going into Baltimore again. I feel like that helped them, that they had just played there. And so there's something about this whole thing that reeks of an L.A. Super Bowl.
The Rams have to
Chargers in Atlanta.
The Rams have to pull an Indianapolis Colts or New Orleans Saints. When they both won their Super Bowls, neither one had very good statistical defenses, right? But come playoff time, both those defense heated up and played well. The Rams need to do that. The Rams defense needs to show up here. Now, and if they do, then I'm with you. I just don't have a lot of faith in it.
Now, if the Colts and Chargers win, The AFC title game is in L.A. Chargers are hosting that at that stupid soccer stadium.
Will they fill it up or?
I don't know, but
that's embarrassing that they can't.
Because they're the five seed and the Colts are the six. So
they can't fill that place up. There's more Colts fans there.
Who's your Super Bowl pick?
Chargers Saints.
Okay, you're going Chargers Saints. I'm gonna go Chargers Rams. What the hell? Who's yours, Mikey?
It's you guys on the Chargers, man.
Yeah, I like the Chargers.
I'm gonna go Chiefs Rams. I think the Chiefs break through that little wall that they've been the last few years, and I really want to see a repeat of that Monday Night Football
game.
Dude,
that game was unbelievable.
It was. I got the Saints, by the way, winning the whole thing. I think Drew Brees gets a second.
All right, coming up next, it is time for In the News, Dog Shoots Man, and we'll take you to the Consumer Electronics Show. It is 428. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
That's right. That is what you have stumbled across. We are so sorry. Coming up, that was a message coming in.
I was like, what is that?
That's from my tablet over here.
Okay.
I don't know why it does that.
It's like some sort of weird whistle. I was like, wait, it's like a warning sign.
I need to silence this thing. And I thought I did, but I'm going to have to go back in and give it the business.
Clearly you and technology not seeing eye to eye. I don't know how to work anything. It's what I have kids for.
Yeah, I try to keep up on it.
That's when I've like officially realized that you're done, is like when your children, because it used to be when your kids were little, at least my kids, you would help them with everything, right? Like, hey, dad, I got a question for you. Now it's way more the latter. They just ask me for money now. And it's me being like, hey, what the hell's going on over here? Someone figure this out for me.
Do you Venmo it to them? And then they go, wait, what's that? Wouldn't that be ironic?
Or the only reason I know about Venmo is because of them.
Venmo's great.
Yeah, it is.
But I try to keep up. I just don't want to be that guy.
I don't either. And that's why I ask them questions. I ask more questions of them than they do of me.
Oh, for sure. I think when you get to this age, like I have my kid's 19. Now yours are... What, 20?
21, 16, and 13.
Yeah, perfect ages. I'm pretty much always just asking him questions.
Yes.
Basically because, one, they don't volunteer anything.
No.
They don't know how to hold it.
Fine.
Good.
Good.
They don't know how to hold a conversation, so you have to. And so you just, but I'm curious. I'm curious. Like for example, I just found out the other day through this Derrick Rose story that kill yourself is slang.
Oh.
Did you read that?
What's it slang for?
Well, I'm not.
So you know it's slang, but you know if someone says kill yourself, it doesn't mean actually kill yourself.
Right. And that's what I've been told. But that's another one where it's like as a 43-year-old man.
You got to break out some toes and fingers on that one, do you?
I'm like, I'd miss that one altogether.
I tweeted about it because to me that's the dumbest slang thing I've ever heard. And one of our listeners responded that he's a teacher. And I asked him what it meant. He goes, shut up or you're an idiot.
Wait, what?
So kill yourself. Oh. Is replacing shut up or you're an idiot.
Right. And so Derrick Rose said, hey, kill yourself if you're, you know, whatever, hating on me or whatever.
Yeah.
And so everybody's like, whoa,
oh, hey.
Whoa. But he's like, no, I'm one of the kids.
Can we like.
Isn't he like 30 something?
Can we mandate that's not allowed to be a slang term?
Yeah, that shouldn't be.
Come on now.
Come on, kids. Idiots.
He's not a kid. Derrick Rose is probably like 34 years old.
He's clearly in touch with the kids because he knew that was slang. Did you?
No, I did not.
There
I'm not familiar with that.
All right, so coming up, MLB to Portland talk.
He's only 30, so maybe he can get away with it.
He's 30, yeah. He's right on the fence, though.
I thought he was older than that.
We've also got some other stuff coming up, which is really cool because it's sportsy. But right now at 4:36, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is.
Oh, I know.
It is January 10th, 2018. I've heard the news. I'm your noted newsman. And today, do we have a story for you?
While you stall to pull up said story?
Yes, I am stalling.
Well, what national day is it?
Well, that's
move on.
I'd forgotten to look that up, and that's what I was just Googling for you.
I understand.
It is National Houseplant Appreciation Day. Mm. I'm a big houseplant guy. I don't know if you are.
You know, I don't have a houseplant.
You need one.
I have
or two.
I have a cactus. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
I have a cacti.
Yeah, that's a houseplant.
You know what I want, but I've never really pulled the trigger on? I want a bonsai tree.
Get one.
I know. I feel like that needs to happen, but where do you get?
Well, clearly the bonsai store.
Do you know? I don't know where to go about getting a bonsai tree.
I'm sure you could probably find one at like a gardening center or something like
that.
No,
I've looked. Yeah, I went. There's like a where I bought.
Yeah, that's pretty obscure.
Yeah, I went to because earlier this year I bought a bunch of outdoor plants for the redid the front yard, and I did look and see if they had a bonsai tree, and I asked, and the lady was like, "Yeah, no."
Well, don't you buy the little kits or something? Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. I just know they're kind of cool, and yeah. I would like one.
This says the Home Depot has them.
Really?
Yeah, head on out to the orange store.
I just wing on over to the Home Depot, and I can buy a bonsai tree.
Can I ask, why do you like houseplants?
Oh, I love houseplants. I don't know.
Add
I think
a little something.
Yeah,
right?
They add a little something. I like keeping them.
It's something to take care of and that could die.
Well, I like keeping them up. I like giving them water and then seeing them flourish, and that's satisfying.
Yeah.
But now, there is such thing as too many houseplants, and we've all been to that house, and yeah. That's just no good.
By the way,
so, less is more.
A lot of people chiming in on the pro bonsai thing, saying they've got one and they're fantastic.
Yeah, all right. I'll take your word for it.
Well, maybe for your birthday. Maybe I get you a bonsai tree now that I know that...
I think that would be a delightful present.
That you're into houseplants. I had a chia pet once, and I don't recommend that. They're terrible.
It is also Save the Eagles Day. And fun fact, my boss and I were just... we just had a bald eagle sighting right out here on the Willamette yesterday.
Oh, well, I heard that...
So Save the Eagles.
I don't think the eagle is really having problems.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Oh, good.
I think it's rebounded quite
good.
Robustly.
Good to hear.
In fact, there's a lot of towns up in Alaska where they hate the bald eagles.
Why?
Because they're... And the bald and the golden eagles, because you can't do anything about them because they're endangered or protected. And there's so many of them now that they're causing problems. Like, they steal people's food, they're dive bombing, they're setting up nests where you don't want them.
They're taking over.
But no one can do anything about it.
You know what it
and
is?
And they're huge.
I saw one the other day. It was flying really low right over Multnomah.
Super cool, man.
And I was like, what?
They never get old.
No.
Never. It never gets old
seeing
those
guys. No, they're
just
beautiful.
But, you know, it's all part of the animal uprising, and it's only a matter of time before people outside of us start seeing it. Yeah. But
well, we've already seen it where the eagle picked up the snake and then dropped it on the birthday party.
Yeah.
They're figuring it out.
Well, also dogs. There was an LSU football player, an ex-LSU football player, who's had to have his leg amputated because his dog shot him. This is pretty aggressive, but it's true.
I feel like one of my bulldogs, I feel like he's capable of it. The girl, not so much, but Crumb, the male, I feel like with proper motivation, he would plant one in my leg. Not to kill me, but he would seriously wound me.
Yeah, so these guys were all on a hunting trip, and they were standing around the bed of their truck, and this guy, Matt, something or other, laid his gun down flat in the bed of the Ranger and then walked around on the passenger side to finish loading it up.
Yeah.
And then they threw the dog in the back.
Oh, boy.
And the dog stepped on the gun so that it took the safety off and pulled the trigger, shot him right in the effing leg.
Yeah, the dog just accidentally did that. Whatever. That dog knew what he was doing. That dog was sending a message.
Can you believe that?
He's losing the leg?
Yeah, he lost his leg. They had to amputate it.
By the way, this whole...
That means cut it off.
Yeah, there's a real notion out there that if you get shot in the leg, it's not a big deal. No, it is. It's a major artery that runs right through the middle of that thing. You don't want to get shot in the leg.
The dog off the record said he feels horrible.
The dog has apologized. Could you get over that if old Bo Cephas shot you in the leg?
Of course. He didn't mean to do it.
What if Daisy, your little wiener dog, shot
you? She's going down.
Yeah, I was going to say. Depends on your relationship with the dog.
Because I guarantee she'd do it on purpose.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if Bool, my female, shot me, I think I would immediately forgive her. Because I would think it was an accident. If Crumb shoots me, I feel like it's mildly intentional.
Now, speaking of pets, let's go to the Consumer Electronics Show, which we will probably dive more into this throughout the Club 1080s over the next week or so.
Yeah, because there was something from there that I need an extra $980 to buy.
There's always really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's always really dumb stuff, too.
It's ridiculous, and I don't have an extra $980 to spend on this, but damn it, that was the greatest invention I've seen in years.
You know what you could sell? You could sell your leather bag.
It's not worth $980. And I love that bag. It's not going anywhere.
They have ancestry and DNA kits for cats.
What?
Yeah, at the Consumer Electronics Show.
So you can find out who their parents are?
Find out where you...
Yeah.
Like if it's a tabby or if it's a calico?
Yeah, what? This says they're flying off the shelves. Pet owners are now leaping onto the bandwagon. The first ever cat DNA kit will be at the Consumer Electronics Show this week in Vegas. Base Paws test kit reveals the genetic breakdown of the cat with results that tell you what breed your cat's DNA contains and even if any wild cat genes are part of the mix.
I'm going to tell you that's the dumbest thing in the world, and if you buy that, I think you're an idiot.
I could not agree more.
And I know that that will be a hot seller because there's a lot of lonely women out there, but I'm just telling you right now, that's an issue. Yeah. Now, what I saw from the Consumer Electronics Show that under the right circumstances, and that is if I've had a few too many and this was available online, I think I would purchase this. But you have to get in line for this thing. It hasn't officially hit retailers yet. Did you see there's a clothes folding machine now?
No.
Oh.
That's great.
Yeah. It's enormous. It's like the size of like a big radiator. I mean, it's big, which is a little bit inconvenient.
It's like the first radios.
Yeah, like the first radio. Think about it like the size of maybe an oven, like a wall oven.
In the future, it'll be the size of a pill.
And you
fold
just
your clothes for you.
You just take your clothes. It's Jetson style. You put them in there and you shut the door and it folds them all for you.
Like really well, though.
Really, really well.
And you can put a lot in it and just walk away.
Yes.
Oh,
and it
cool.
folds it for you and it is freaking awesome.
Now, are you one of these that can't stand folding clothes?
Yes.
Because my wife's like that.
I'm terrible at it.
I kind of like it. It's soothing.
I don't mind it. Yeah. I'm not any good at it, but I just do it my own way.
I'm not good at it. And the thing that gets me is once it comes out of the dryer, I mean to do it right away and then I never do. And then by the time you go to fold it, everything's wrinkled again. And it drives me nuts. And I hate irony.
That's kind of your own fault, though.
So. I know. But if I could take something out of the dryer and throw it into the clothes folding machine, that's a game changer for me.
You're down with that, huh?
I'm so down. And I know that's a lot of money, but I'm thinking about selling a kid or maybe a kidney. I've got to figure out which one I need more.
Leather bag.
Because I want one of these. They're just they're a bit expensive.
So was this the $980?
$980
okay.
for one of these. And
now,
they're not in the market yet, but they're taking orders. But you got to get in line.
There's one other thing from the Consumer Electronics Show, which I think is awesome, too, and that is a smart diaper. So you put the diaper on your little wiener kids, and when they take a crap in it, it buzzes your phone.
Really?
Yeah. How great is that?
Well, don't you have a nose?
Well, yeah, but still, wouldn't it be nice? Like, sometimes you have to check, and it's gross.
I'll tell you, man.
And then you go...
I've raised three kids.
Right.
There's very few times I wondered whether or not my kid dropped a deuce.
Oh, I don't know. I being around my little nieces, they're always checking their butts. They're
I guess you're like, is that a fart or not?
They're like, wait, I need to check in there before we leave, you know, make sure we doesn't have a turd in there.
Quick little poke.
And now it just pings to your phone.
Huh.
There's a little sensor in there, and when it smells the poo, it...
Seems like that would be cost prohibitive. Like,
why?
In every diaper?
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Yeah.
Or is it a reusable sensor?
It's a reusable thing that you put on each diaper. Every time you put a diaper on, you put it on there.
Interesting.
Put on its little butt.
I'm intrigued by that.
Does it get covered in poop?
No. It only needs to be on the outside.
On the outside?
Yeah.
It like senses the weight, the weight of the turd.
It smells it.
The best is if that goes off and you look down and you see it running down the kid's leg. You're like, I didn't need a sensor for that one. By the way, on a quick side note, I'm just going to do this for selfish purposes.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever used one of the clothing steamers?
Not me.
Haven't personally used it, but it's been used on my clothes.
Does that work?
I think it's to what degree are you needing it to work?
Well, because again,
the fully re-wrinkled clothes?
I don't like folding clothes, and so they end up in the laundry basket. And if there's one thing I hate more than folding clothes, it's ironing. So I'm thinking about one of those steamers, but I get the feeling that those don't work very well.
No, they work, but...
They work, but they're not going to get you to the point... Like, if you have a nice dress shirt on and you want it to be in your anal about it, it's not going to work to the level you want it to. It's just like when you go in the shower. You ever done that when you go in the shower?
Sure.
And you know it's going to steam up and you just hang your clothes up and then that will help.
Yeah, that doesn't work that well.
But exactly. It's the same thing.
It would work better than that.
Yes. It would work better than that, but not fully.
Intrigued.
There's a reason
like Men's Warehouse actually use those. They actually have them and use them. They work. But, you know, there's a limit to how well they work.
Yeah. We know.
But it'll be quicker.
You asked the right guys.
I was going to say, neither one of you have ever used one. That's why I wanted to put this out
there. It's been used on my clothes, but I have never used it myself.
What do you use for your dresses, Mike?
Oh,
did I
What? For your...
I bring that to the dry cleaner.
Your delicates, your undergarments?
The dry cleaner does that.
By the way, I'm over that whole... when I do my own laundry in my house, this is very controversial.
Yeah.
Because my wife's just... She's just... We just do not see eye to eye on this. She piles things up for months and then does them all at once one weekend. It's like this big to-do, and she has to tell you all about it. It's like, dude, I just keep up on it, right? Like I do,
sure.
You know, just go over time. We just have two totally different philosophies. We're oil and water when it comes to laundry. And I learned a long time ago, I'm just going to do my own. I don't touch hers. I don't touch meats. I just do my own way. And I throw everything in together. Now, it used to be you had to, you had to separate.
Yeah, the whites and the darks.
Yeah, not anymore.
Really?
No.
You just mix and match.
That's right. I do, too. I put everything in together except for if I have, like, shirts that I hang dry, I put that in a separate wash to make it a different type of wash. But if I'm just doing my towels and underwear and socks and undershirts and all that kind of stuff.
It just all goes
into one wash. The new washers and dryers, you don't need to separate anymore.
Yeah, I separate.
And we've got those little Tide Pod things.
Yeah, am I going like, am I living in the Stone Age here by separating clothes?
Yes, you don't need to.
Huh. Even if it's red.
You don't need to.
The red, I fear the red and the white mix.
You don't.
I
don't worry about it.
I got like a red sweater. I'm like, yeah, I'm not putting that in there with my whites.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I don't have a lot of whites. Another controversial maneuver is.
That's racist.
I can't keep them, white. So I just.
It's the whites.
I just don't have a lot of whites.
You know why you can't keep it white? Because you don't separate.
He's talking about sweat stains, too.
Wait, what? All right. That's, we're not done.
No.
In the news is not over.
Really long.
A dad makes an app that forces kids to do something. This is great. And we'll tell you about it next on The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, tomorrow on In the News, we'll learn about the bartender story where a local bar is suing the bartender for being drunk on the job. But that will have to be tomorrow. Today, January 10th, we only have time for one more story. And it is a dad. Dad? And he made an app. And so do you ever have a problem? I have a teen. You have three teens. Two teens and then one 21-year-old. So that falls into the same category of them not responding to you when you text them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on their phones. You know, they've got their social media and their snaps and their tweets.
I'm more enraged when I call them and I know they have their phone on and they refuse to answer.
Well, it's
that's the one that pisses me off.
They're on their stupid phones so much that you look at them and go, well, when I text you or call you, I fully expect you to respond to me promptly because I know your effing phone is in your hand.
Exactly. And so they get mad at me because if I don't respond, and my point is, I don't have my phone with me half the time. I know yours never leaves your side.
So, not every text needs a response, though.
But it does when you're, Mike, you're not a parent. When you're a parent, there becomes a, it's a creed. Creed? Rocky? Hello?
Creed 2?
Is this on?
It's a pretty good flick.
It's
a hell of a thing when Apollo Creed died.
Am I wrong that when you become a parent, like, it's non-negotiable? Your kids better answer your damn texts.
Yes, because I'm paying for the phone. That puts me at the front of whatever it is you're doing on your
phone. I don't even care if I'm asking you if you want a coffee. I'm going by Starbucks. Get back to me.
With you.
I'm your parent.
100%.
You do not ignore my texts. So this dad made an app that locks the teen's phone until they answer your text messages.
That is brilliant.
Now, it's called Reply ASAP. And his name is Nick Herbert, and he created the app which can freeze your child's phone and even sound an alarm in silent mode. It essentially forces teenagers to stop what they're doing and reply to their worried parents.
That is genius right there.
Until the receiver responds, they won't be able to use other functions on their Android phone.
See, that's fine, but if you've, the alert could be a bad, because what if you're, what if your kid's in the middle of something?
Like doing it?
Huh? Just saying.
Hey, get back to me. I don't care.
Every now and then you're like, all right. That's...
I'm priority number one.
No, in that case, you're not. There's some things that take precedence over you.
The app launched on Google Play in August of 2017, and it has since been downloaded 75,000 times. Most of the reviews are positive, although some noted that the installation was a little confusing due to the permissions that the app needs. The basic app is free, but for a few dollars, you can unlock more functions.
I feel like the kid would, refuse to put that on their phone or just find a way to delete it or deactivate it.
Yeah, they're like three steps ahead of us on this, probably.
They'll find a way around it.
They laugh when we say download the Reply ASAP app. They're like okay, Dad.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. Sure.
All right, that's in the news for January 10th. We've got to get to the Hot 5 at 5. There is a lot of news today, including what may hurt Major League Baseball to Portland. We'll get to that next on The Fan.